Welcome to the Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com, a production of WCLU Sports and presented by Don Franklin Auto in Glasgow. Now here's your host and voice of the Glasgow Scotties, Joe Myers.
Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Ask the Coach here on WCLU. I'm Joe Myers with Glasgow head football coach Jeff Garman. His team finally got to play a football game last night. Things turned out well for the Scotties. It was not a pretty first half, but going in, you knew it might be just because of the limited practice time. But the Scotties, after a scoreless first half for both teams, Glasgow ends up winning the football game 21-19 to start the year off at 1-0. And Jeff, so much effort and work has gone in just to getting to this point, to be able to play a game. You get to play it in your brand-new facility, and, you know, just a really good night all the way around, I thought.
Yeah, I was happy with the way everything played out in the end. It's always good to win, but I thought our kids kind of relaxed that second half and played a little better. And on offense anyway. Defensively, I thought we played pretty good all night. You know, we give up some points there in the second half that, you know, we kind of was our own worst enemy, had some penalties that kept a couple drives going in their favor. But overall, I thought it was a good night. I thought, you know, everything seemed like it ran pretty smooth. And people coming into the new facility, I hope they were impressed. And you know, us trying to have a football game and keep everything socially distanced and try to do the best we could.
Before we get to talking about the game, Jeff, you guys did something obviously very unusual. You had senior night on the opening game of the season. You recognized your 10 seniors with their parents before the ball game, and obviously you're doing that because of the uncertainty of this season, but it was something you guys felt like you wanted to go ahead and get that done.
That's what the senior parents wanted to do, and I honor that, and you know, it just added a lot to the first night, but I'm glad we got it in, and those kids had a senior night, because like what you just said, the future is unknown, and we travel day to day and making decisions and on what's best for all these kids, and just glad that they were able to have a senior night.
First half kind of ugly, Jeff. Offensively, of course, both defenses played just fine. It was 0-0 at halftime. Things got much better in the second half, but as I said in the open there, you know, we talked about it. I think most people kind of thought it could get a little sloppy early. No scrimmages, only 2 full weeks in pads, and it kind of played out like we thought it would in that first half.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the stats, they had 33 yards of total offense in the first half. They had 14 rushing, 19 passing, which I thought our defense played very, very well. We had 36 yards rushing, 108 passing. So we made some plays, I thought, in that first half. And, you know, I can't recall how many times we had the ball down, you know, there around the 20-yard line, 15-yard line with opportunities to score and just come up short, it seemed like. And then right before half, we come up short again. But I give our kids credit. They took a deep breath at halftime and settled down and came out, and I thought they played a pretty solid second half.
Second half was a much different story, Jeff. You had 147 yards rushing in the second half after just 36 in the first half. You end up with great balance on offense, 183 rushing, 215 passing. Between the first and second half, Jeff, what did you see the difference offensively being?
Well, I mean, Hunter come close on a couple of plays, I thought, of making some runs in that first half and just – you know, to either get tripped up or we didn't finish off a block the way we should have. But, you know, in the second half, he was able to get loose there once or twice and cause some damage. You know, he kind of reminds me of the back from that we played last year with Taylor County. You know, you give it to him 20-something times, he's going to make something happen at some point. And I think in the second half, if you ask him, I think we wore him down just a little bit and we're a little bit fresher. You know, I wish we could have cleaned up some of those penalties in the second half on defense, and I think we would have shut some drives down. But, you know, give them credit. You know, they've got a really good receiver. Quarterback's a heady football player. We had trouble getting a lot of pressure on him in the second half, I thought. But overall, I mean, it's the first game with no scrimmage. We've been out in a helmet for a week and pads for 5 days. You know, you had to be realistic in what you were looking to see. And this was kind of our scrimmage game to kind of see where we're at and kind of where we go from the past. And, you know, that first half kind of looked like a scrimmage to me. And the second half picked up a little bit better. So hopefully we can build from where we're at right now and hopefully try to get better each week.
Another area that maybe because it's early in the season with limited practice time, a lot of penalties. You have 12 penalties for 121 yards, and they seem to come at some bad times. It seemed to keep some drives alive sometimes for Allen County Scots.
It did, and that's something we're going to stress next week, and that's something we've got to improve upon. If we want to be a legit football team in AAA, we can't do it having 12 penalties for 121 yards. We've got to do a better job of that, of getting off the field on third down on defense and not having penalties that extend drives, because when you extend drives, good things happen for the other team, and that's something that, you know, we've prided ourselves on here defensively of, you know, and I think that's kind of where they got 19 points. We're not used to giving up that many points, but, you know, give Allen County credit. I thought they made some plays and did a good job too.
John Carter Myers, 12 of 21 through the air, 215 yards, did throw a couple of interceptions, one off a deflected pass. It wasn't really his fault. John Carter also ran 17 times for 72 yards and a touchdown. And you told me in the post game last night, you felt like maybe you asked him to do a little bit too much, especially considering it's his first start, at quarterback. What needs to change going forward to take some of the load off John Carter?
Well, hopefully we can run the ball better, you know, with our offense, and once you can do that, you kind of control things a little bit better. But I thought John Carter played really, really well. I was pleased with this performance for a kid making his first start. I thought he played really well, had some big runs, made plays when we needed him to make plays, but you know, it's a learning curve for him too, and he's going to get better, I can promise you that he will get better, because he prides himself on being in control and doing the things he can do, I really see he'll get better each week.
And John Carter, of course, was a star on defense for you guys last year. Jeff led your team as a sophomore in interceptions, and still starting at safety this year, even though he's starting at quarterback, had four tackles on defense. But since he's playing, obviously, so much more on offense than he did last year, you have to get him some rest on defense, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, and it's kind of on him to kind of see how he feels and where he can go and what he can do. You know, I thought everybody, you know, in the secondary, I'm not disappointed in how the secondary played. We've got two or three new kids out there playing, so you know, it's an area we can get better on too. And this will help us. Having some film and being able to show some mistakes will go a long, long way.
Big game for Andrew Phillips last night, Jeff. 8 catches, 158 yards. Really came through with some clutch catches in some big moments for you. It was good to see him step up.
I thought Andrew did an awesome job, and he works hard every day. Very deserving of the success that he had tonight. We're going to get a few kids back that didn't get to play tonight too, and I think it's only going to make us better on offense.
And then Hunter Scott, we need to talk about him offensively as well. 22 carries, 117 yards, had two touchdowns, a long of 46. This after having only 25 yards on 13 carries in the second half, Jeff. So you look at he had 9 carries in the second half. Mass skills are not great, but that's somewhere around 95 yards or so on just 9 carries in the second half.
And he got better as it went along. And And that's what you kind of saw from everybody, I think. And I think that was kind of the theme for the night. As the game went on, everybody got a little bit better. And you know, I know our kids were wore out. The conditioning is a hard part. And you can practice all you want and run all you want, but it's not like playing in a game. And that game, it folded over there late in the third quarter, early in the fourth quarter, and we went on a little run right there and kind of got some momentum and kind of changed the game, I thought.
We'll come back and talk about where that momentum swung as part of the drive chart, and we'll do that in just a second coming up after this timeout here on WCLU Sports.
This has been the first segment of the Ask the Coach podcast here on WCLUradio.com. We'd like to thank all of our presenting sponsors for Ask the Coach. Ask the Coach airs every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on WCLU 103.1 FM and 1490 a.m. Our presenting sponsors for Ask the Coach includes McDonald's of Glasgow, Colton Steakhouse and Grill, the Glasgow Electric Plant Board, South Central Bank, South Central Rural Telephone Company, Joe Myers Kentucky Farm Bureau, the People's Bank in Glasgow, Kuzma Family Dentistry, Walbert Trucking, and Monticello Bank. And our presenting sponsor for the Ask the Coach podcast, Don Franklin Auto. Now let's get back to our next segment. Here's Joe Myers.
Back on Ask the Coach, Joe Myers talking with Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman. His team a 21-19 winner over Allen County Scottsville last night in the season opener. And Jeff, we talked about it in the post game. We did not talk about it in that first segment. Before we get into the drive chart, the new facility. So much other stuff going on with the COVID situation. I won't say that the new facility has kind of been overlooked or forgotten about, but it's probably not gotten quite as much of attention as it normally would in a normal year. But just a beautiful facility last night and a great way to break it in.
Well, it was, and we just got in it this week, and with the COVID situation, a lot of things got pushed back, and, you know, we were expecting to be in the facility by June, and when, you know, when the shutdown happened back in the spring, it really, you didn't see a big change as much, but it took a couple of months to see that you weren't getting parts in, you weren't getting this, it was just harder to get stuff shipped in, So the facility got delayed just a little bit in being finished, but luckily we got in it this week, and I know the kids are really happy with it and excited, and it just goes to show the commitment that our administration and the superintendent, Mr. Hale, and the Board of Education, of what they've put into this, and I know our boys and our coaches and everyone's just very appreciative of the whole thing.
And, of course, the crowd was limited last night. Roughly 525 people, I think, is what I'd heard were being allowed in, roughly about 30% of your capacity. But when I drove in here, Jeff, right at 5 o'clock, I drove by on Scotty Drive. I looked over at the hill, and the hill was almost full at like 4 o'clock, 4:30, or 5 o'clock when I drove by. I mean, it's got to encourage you to know that even though folks are having a hard time getting into the stadium, and there's just nothing that anybody can do about that at this point, that many people want to be able to watch your team play, that they would park up there on the hill that early before the ball game.
It means a lot, and there are some sacrifices that have to be made to make this thing work. And, you know, next week we're going to see some sacrifices. I mean, we're going to have to take, you know, normally we take two buses to a football game. Next week we're going to be taking six buses to a football game so we can socially distance all the kids. And our administration supports it. And it's an awesome thing. But, you know, I hate it that aren't allowed to get, you know, people, as many people in here at the games as we'd like to see. But it is what it is, and there were sacrifices to be made and for these kids to be able to play. And that's what gets kind of lost in all this, I think, it to a certain extent. Not with all people, but some that, you know, and you look back in the spring and you see that kids didn't even get to play baseball. You know, how disheartening was that to be a senior and not to get to play baseball? How disheartening was it not to be able to have graduation and you had to go up there with your family and four people and perform your high school graduation? But these are the times, and these are the times that we live in right now. Hopefully it's going to get better. Next year will look totally different. But that's kind of what I tell everybody. It's going to look different this year, how we do things. And you just have to take it in stride and always put these boys, put these kids, put this senior class at the forefront of it all and try to provide them with the best experience possible.
Since we're kind of on this topic, Jeff, let's just talk about it a little bit more. We touched on this in the post game last night as we wrapped up, but the administrators, the coaches, the players doing the right thing. I mean, you guys just deserve so much thanks and appreciation. I encouraged everybody on air last night to, you know, when they see you guys out in the community, just tell you thank you, because Craig Cassidy has done a great job as AD, Chad Mullenkamp, Amy Allen, you know, Keith Hale. And again, I'm going to leave people out, I know, but I shouldn't start naming names. But just so much people, if the public knew the things that you all are having to do just to make these games happen, I don't think they would believe it. It's got to be overwhelming for you guys.
It is overwhelming, but we do it, and it's what we do. We do it for the kids and do it to the best that we can. It's not perfect, and we're not perfect, and we try to do the best we can and to continue to have an experience for the kids. And you know, Mr. Hale went above and beyond, you know, not charging anyone to get into any of the games at home this year to try to alleviate some of that with the limited ticket situation. And I think most people truly appreciate it and understand. But, you know, we needed to get through this first night. And even from a coaching staff and an administration, we can look and see what went well, what didn't go well, what could we do better, what could we do different. And you're just always putting things to the forefront that you normally don't even think about. And like I said, you know, I'm not perfect, and we're going to make mistakes, but we try to be as safe as we possibly can, and try to give an experience to these boys to the best of our ability.
Well, let's get back to football here for a minute, Jeff. Not a lot to talk about in the first half on the drive chart. You know, a couple of turnovers on that opening drive. It was, you know, John Carter had a pass that probably should have been caught by one of his receivers. It just slipped through his hands, got tipped up in the air, ended up getting intercepted. And then, you know, through another interception about midway through the second quarter on a long pass. But you end the first half scoreless. And then Allen County Scottsville gets the opening kickoff to start the third quarter. They drive five plays, 59 yards, took 3:02 off the clock. Jax Cooper catches that 53-yard touchdown pass from Trace McIntyre. And then Thorny Walker added the extra point to give ACS a 7-0 lead with 8:58 to go in the third quarter. You knew Cooper coming into this game, Jeff, was going to be a big threat for him. He was their leading receiver last year. He's a good-sized kid. He just made a play right there.
He did, and give him credit. It is a good play, and you know, I got to go back and watch the film again to be sure of what actually happened. I don't think we covered it the best the way we could, but you know, that's why we got film. That's why we practiced to improve on things like that. But give him credit. He made a nice run after a catch and was able to get them out and give them a lead.
Yeah, and tiptoed the sideline over there to stay in bounds. I thought initially he might have gone out of bounds, but obviously stayed in and able to get down the sideline for that touchdown. But your kids, after not scoring in the first half, came right back and answered right back as you put together a 7-play, 62-yard drive that took 3:07 off the clock. Hunter Scott ends up scoring on a 4-yard run. Luke Allen made the extra point to tie the game at 7 with 5:51 to go in the third quarter, and I know you certainly had to be proud of your team after not scoring and not looking great offensively. Neither team, honestly, looking great offensively in the first half, to come back and answer their score to keep yourself right in the ballgame. Had to be proud of that.
I was proud of how our kids responded, but like I told them at halftime, there was a lot of things happened in that first half that we could learn from, and that's what we're doing this for. Again, this isn't the way. This year is going to look a little bit different. You're going to have to get lessons in games and get better from it. And that's one thing that I think you know, with our practices and our practice schedule, they're wanting us to practice, you know, not as long as we have. So we've tried to cut back on our practice times, you know, of what we do. So even with that, I thought that for that first half, we got a lot of good experience out of it, and we learned things that we had worked on. You can work on it and practice all you want, and the communication of what we wanted. You know I called a couple of stunts on defense, and we didn't execute them just perfect. But you can take this and you can learn from it. There was some miscommunication right there before halftime. We had practiced our kill play of killing the ball. You know, we were trying to get the kids lined up to run one more play. And in that process, I mean, that's what happens. And you know, and that's what you do this for. You live and you learn and you make mistakes. And as hard as it is to swallow sometimes, that might be a difference down the road in a ball game 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks from now. So, you know, you take those experiences and you learn from them. And that's what I try to stress to the boys. You can't get tore up, and you just got to go play the next play and see what happens.
It was the first of 3 straight possessions the Scotties would score, but with the game tied 7-7, Allen County Scottsville went on another scoring drive as they scored on 2 straight possessions, 8 plays, 59 yards. This one took 4:31 off the clock. Trace McIntyre would score on a 1-yard quarterback run. However, the extra point turned out to be no good, which wound up being big in the ballgame, and it came after a penalty on the first extra point try by Allen County Scottsville, moved them back 5 yards, and Thorny Walker was not able to put the one through after the penalty, and so that left ACS leading 13-7 with 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Then Glasgow comes right back again, 10-play, 60-yard drive. John Carter Myers would score on a 2-yard run. Luke Allen added the extra point to give Glasgow a 14-13 lead with 3:13 to go in the third quarter. 9:47 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm sorry, Jeff, a big drive right there, you know, to come back and take that lead. And let's give credit to Luke Allen, too. Luke kicking for the first time, at least on the varsity level. I know he kicked a few times last year, but it's his job now. And he made all 3 extra points, that one right there, to put you guys ahead for good.
It's a difference in the ball game. You know, we got our extra points, and they didn't, and it was the difference in the ball game. And give Luke credit, he goes up there and works hard every day on his own. We had an inter-squad scrimmage the week before, tried to do some stuff. Luke went down there and kicked for the first time with people coming at him, and he struggled. And it says a lot about Luke to be able to come back that next week and go 3 for 3, and which I knew he could do it. It's just a matter of him having the confidence to go out there and do it, and he did. And now Luke wins instant credibility with his teammates. And this is what sports is. When you got an opportunity to go make a play, he made the plays. And that's how you get credibility. When it's out there on the line, you go and make plays. Can't everybody do it? And it don't always work out the way you planned, but that's sports for you. And those kids that can go make those plays, you know, they're winners. Just can't say enough about it. It's a difference in the ball game tonight, I thought.
Scotties would then score a second touchdown within 30 seconds because on the ensuing kickoff, Jaden Wyrock, who's handling the kickoff duties for the Scotties this year, and Jeff, it looks like you guys are just kind of going to squib kick. That's it looks like going to be kind of the plan this year. But Jaden, whether it was intentional or not, I don't know. He onside kicked it, and he was able to recover it, and it sets you guys up in great field position at the 49-yard line in ACS's territory. Tell me what you saw on that play.
What I saw was a football player making a play, and it wasn't necessarily planned out that way, and I don't know if he meant to kick it exactly that way or not, but it played out, and he made a play. But look, to say something about Jaden, he's really coming into his own and really, really can't say enough good things about him. I mean, on a lot of teams, he could be a starting running back. You know, he got some carries tonight. He's played defense for us. You know, going into a second year, and I just see him getting better and better each week. And but it was a big play. And that's what you got to have is kids that are going out there and willing to make a play, and that's what he did.
And it took just two plays to score after that, a 47-yard drive in 26 seconds. Hunter Scott would score his second touchdown of the night on a one-yard run this time. Luke Allen added the extra point for a 21-13 lead to put you guys up by 8 with 9:21 to go in the ball game. Any thoughts on going for two right there to give you a two-score lead yet?
It crossed my mind because I thought we had them on our heels right there, and it would put us up 9, and then it would take two touchdowns for them to come back, or a touchdown and a field goal. But, you know, I just elected to kick because I thought that the momentum was kind of changing, and I really thought our defense might step up and make some plays and get a stop on that next series. But the momentum was definitely changing in that game right there at that moment. You know, I thought our kids did a good job taking advantage of that.
Your defense did get a stop on the next possession, forced Allen County Scottsville to punt. You got the ball back at your own 36-yard line, moved the ball into Allen County Scottsville territory, and then it was ruled that one of your kids fumbled on that little play that you guys, basically a jet sweep where you run a kid in front of John Carter so you can pitch it forward. So if it's dropped, it's an incomplete pass. But the officials apparently ruled that Javon Clark took the pitch, and they apparently ruled that Javon had possession before he fumbled. So that's why it was considered a fumble. And then Allen County Scottsville recovered, took it into Glasgow territory and would score on an 8-play, 77-yard drive. Took 2:17 off the clock. Trace McIntyre scored on a 10-yard run. Then had to go for two, though, just to try to tie the ball game up with only 1:50 to go. And your defense stepped up, Jeff, and got a big stop right there on that 2-point try.
Yeah, I mean, give our kids credit. And I kept telling them when we'd go kick off, you know, if something – bad goes on, they're going to have to go for two, so don't panic if they score. The big deal was to stop them on their 2-point play, and we were able to do that, and it kind of from that point led us to victory. Then we got the ball and ended up getting a first down and finishing the game out ourselves, and that was a good thing to see.
We'll come back in a minute and look at the final stats and talk briefly about Glasgow's next opponent, Hart County. Back after this on WCLU Sports. Background asked the coach for our final segment with Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman, his team a 21-19 winner over Allen County Scottsville in the season opener last night at the brand new Glasgow High School Hank Roy Stadium. Individually, or actually, let's look at the team stats first. Glasgow with 15 first downs to Allen County Scottsville's 13. 183 rushing yards for the Scotties, 215 through the air, a total of 398. ACS, 37 rushing, 178 passing, a total of 215. Jeff, just looking at that rushing total for Allen County Scottsville, if somebody would have told you you were going to hold them to 37 yards rushing before the game started, I'd imagine you'd felt like your team would have come out on top.
Well, I mean, we pride ourselves on stopping people run the football, and you know, I thought our kids did a good job. I thought we had a good plan. Thought we had a good plan on both sides of the ball. I thought our coaches did a good job. This has been a very difficult deal. And what people don't realize is basically we've been practicing for 8 weeks with nothing on, in a T-shirt and shorts. And there's a physicality to this game that you've got to play in, and that still hasn't come out yet into the forefront that we've got to get it to be that way. But I thought our coaches did an excellent job with the game plan of things that we were trying to do. You know, some of this stuff we had to get out there and play and see, you know, what are we good at? What are we not that good at? And kind of go from there. This is all brand new. When you don't have a scrimmage and you don't have any contact up to the game, it's difficult.
Scotties did turn it over three times. ACS did not commit a turnover. Glasgow penalized 12 times for 121 yards. ACS 7 for 53. Glasgow had 67 plays, had the ball 25 minutes, 51 seconds. Allen County Scottsville 51 plays, had it 22:09. Individually, the Scotties were led in rushing by Hunter Scott, 22 carries, 117 yards, two touchdowns. John Carter Myers, 17 carries, 72 yards, one touchdown. You had Jaden Wyrock, who carried it four times for 5 yards. Andrew Phillips carried it once for three. Javon Clark, one for minus 8 yards. Zach Poor carried twice for minus three. And we wish Zach the best. Again, I know you can't talk specifically about injuries, but Zach did go out with an injury, and just hope for the best for Zach.
We just hope for the best and see, you know, he'll get treatment over the weekend, and then we'll go from there and see – and see how he gets better. You know, you hate to see anyone get hurt. We had two or three kids get kind of banged up just a little bit tonight. And but it's part of any sport that you play in. And I don't try to minimize it, but I also know it's part of it. And just keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully, you know, it's something that he's going to be able to recover from and be able to get back and help us, because he's going to be a big part of us, all this that we do all the way through.
John Carter Myers completed 12 of 21 passes for 215 yards, a couple of interceptions. Andrew Phillips, we talked about his big night, 8 catches, 158 yards, a long of 34. Kieran Stockton had a catch for 38 yards. Jamari Mack had 2 catches for 20. Hunter Scott had one for minus one. Allen County Scottsville led in rushing by their quarterback, actually, Trace McIntyre, 8 carries, 24 yards, had a couple of touchdowns. McIntyre completed 14 of 23 passes, 178 yards and one touchdown. Leading receiver Jax Cooper had a big night for ACS, 7 catches, 132 yards, a touchdown, a long of 53. Defensively for the Scotties, just looking at the leading tackler, looks like it was Isaiah McElroy. He had 6 tackles on the night. You had Xavier Ferreira with 5 tackles. Tony Hammond had 4. And just going down the line here, Jaden Wyrock had 3. Carter McKeever, 2. Zach Poor had 2. John Carter Myers with 4. Corbin Wells had 2. Mason Bragg with 2. Clinton Malden had 4 stops. And Tristan Franklin had 2 tackles. And then Jaden Wood had a stop as well. So Glasgow wins that one. 21-19 over ACS last night. And now, Jeff, obviously you don't typically play a district game the second game of the season, but because you had the first 3 games canceled, now you've got a district game against Hart County on the road on Friday night. And I know you guys are going to begin extensively looking at Hart County this morning. What do you know? Do you know much about the Raiders at this point, other than just based off what they did last year, I guess?
No, I know they got some kids back, and that was kind of the theme tonight. Allen had a lot of kids back off last year's team, and you know, I think they ended up, Allen won 4 out of their last 5 as the season ended, so they were, you know, feeling pretty good about themselves, and it was definitely a challenge for us tonight. Next week, I know Hart's got a lot of kids back. I know they've got a really good sophomore class that they're high on, and they run the wing T type offense, so it gives a lot of deception in it, and we'll have to play well on defense, and we've got to try to improve on offense, try to get better and find some better ways to attack people, but getting through this first game's huge. Getting a win along the way, at least we know we ain't gonna lose them all. We've won one anyway, so that's a big relief to get off your chest. But I'm just ready to go back to work next week and see if we can make this ball club better.
Appreciate your time this morning, Jeff. Good luck against Hart County.
Thank you.
Scotty head coach Jeff Garman, that'll wrap up Ask the Coach for us this morning. Our broadcast of next week's game will begin at 6:30 on WCLD 103.1 FM, 1490 AM, and online at WCLDradio.com. Pregame begins at 6:30, as I said, and then kickoff at 7 o'clock as the Scotties take on the Hart County Raiders in Mumfordville. For Scotty head coach Jeff Garman, I'm Joe Myers. Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been the Ask the Coach podcast, featuring voice of the Scotties Joe Myers and head coach for the Glasgow Scotties Jeff Garman, here on WCLUradio.com. This has been a production of WCLU Sports, presented by Don Franklin Auto in Glasgow. Tune in to Ask the Coach live every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on 103.1 FM and 1490 AM WCLU, and right here on WCLUradio.com.